Welcome to almost 5 months of World War III bioterrorism. We've had many casualties this week. Isn't it ironic that our muted 75th anniversary celebration of World War II VE Day would be held while our own war is well underway? But our war is different. There are no Geneva rules of war, nor accepted rules of engagement or prohibition on use of biological weapons. Although the Battle of New York City has gone badly, America stands fifth in the highest per capita death rate. Yet, a rolling ceasefire and fragile truce is emerging in many quarters. COVID-19 is much more than a public health or economic nightmare. Society has been transformed all over the world and triggering rapid political change, some of it which may go unnoticed. This may be the last time the world is connected in such a way against a common foe, something never experienced in modern times until now. Admiration. I secretly admire and respect the virus as a mad, stealthy genius with a delay fuse. While not favoring any political party or geography, the invisible threat virus does find favor in meatpacking plants, provides one-third of deaths from long-term care homes, impacts medical workers, older adults, and those with preconditions. More recently, it has appeared with an eerie effect on kids. Its ability to spread as a persistent threat represents world-class engineering. The virus is so clever that in its worst cases, it fools the human system to self-destruct with a cytokine storm. The virus even has its own clock. Corona time has no hours or days. Everything blends in a blur. Every day is Tuesday or Saturday, and we generally are unaware of the actual time. Facts. Believe the facts. Beware of the myths and political hype. While the world has high interest in drug trials and immunology, we all breathlessly await news of either a treatment or vaccine without promise of instant gratification. Good data is our weapon of choice, actually our only weapon. Fortunately, reliable American statistics are now freely flowing, as is research. However, we're now reopening based on science, said Dr. Tom Frieden. He says, quote, "We're reopening based on politics, ideology, and public pressure, and I think it's going to end badly, unquote. So, how does COVID-19 spread? Let us clear up the vector question, how the virus spreads so easily in the real world. In an excellent CDC-published study about an outbreak in a Korean office building in early March, the key findings were, A, the virus did not spread through the building through the HVAC system. B, there was little spread in common areas of the building like the elevators in the lobby. C, nearly everyone who contracted sat immediately next to each other in the same room for a prolonged period. The CDC defines prolonged as 30 minutes or more. This is the big vector. The virus appears to spread nearly entirely through one path, directly from person to person over short distances, a few feet, and only when there is prolonged contact. It does spread a bit further when there is moving air blowing strongly past one person to another. And D, touching contaminated surfaces does not seem to be a major vector. While we use hand washing regularly to avoid transmission through touch, and we should, there is good news here. So while viruses last on surfaces, it does not seem to infect humans much that way in practice. So beware of biology and think like a virus as we go forward. This is Steve Plotkin.